It's the Mega Man, and nah, that doesn't stand for hate. Nah. We're just saying it's time for education to be great.
Hello, everyone. This is Make Education Great Again. I'm your host, Chris Morris. Today's topic, breaking. Maricopa County did not have admin access or passwords. Effectively, they outsourced the management of the entire election to another company, aka Dominion, and therefore, this is breaking state law. This is breaking protocol. This is massively huge, huge information, and it helps people understand what's really going on at Arizona. Why there is there this fight? So I took some notes, and I want to read. I'm going to give you a breakdown. This is my very first breakdown, really, on what the nuts and bolts of what's going on in Arizona, in Maricopa County in particular. And man, you don't want to miss what I have to feature today. I hope it's going to bring a lot of understanding to you guys. So basically, there's this whole debacle going on about the router. I mean, y'all know that there's been a subpoena. So they're supposed to turn over the routers via a subpoena, and the people aren't doing it in Maricopa County. They're not doing it because, frankly, they're scared that they're going to get caught. It's going to reveal everything. And they're pretty desperate because the leaps that they're going to and the stuff that they're making up to as a reason why they can't turn over the router is very quite interesting. So I'm going to just give you the nuts and bolts overview. Then I'm going to break into articles. I'm going to show you a video clip, and then I'll wrap it on up. So right here, it says, basically, the Dominion allegedly ran this election in Maricopa County, and they never had the admin credentials. They effectively ceded the ownership over to an outside vendor, that being Dominion. Now, Jack Sellers, he's the chairman of Maricopa County supervisors. He said in a press release that the network routers were used by elections departments, and they were shared across 50 different county departments. I have no idea why that is. The routers contain confidential information and information in classified law enforcement activities, he's claiming. He notes that whoever has access to this router could potentially intercept sensitive data. So this is the reason why they're trying not, why they're basically, you know, breaking the law, because they're not trying to turn over something that was subpoenaed for them to turn over. They're claiming the routers had information on all these different departments, one of which was the sheriff's department, and it has sensitive data. That's what they're using as an excuse not to turn over the routers, which is breaking the law, breaking the protocol. So in a last-ditch effort, the Maricopa County supervisors held an emergency meeting to find a way to deflect the router subpoena. That's what they're doing. This is what's going on in Arizona. And see, these geniuses, they basically are George Soros puppets. If you don't know this, you follow the money. George Soros has some people, I'm convinced, in his people that are puppets in Maricopa County. So the Maricopa County Sheriff Penzone is one of those people. He released a statement claiming that the Elections Department router is used by law enforcement. And in a letter, he said that any private vendor who has access to the router would be able to expose vulnerable information, classified data, regardless of any steps taken by the private vendor who said otherwise. So this is a little loophole they're trying to get out of. They're saying since this router was connected to all these other departments and the sheriff has sensitive stuff that he can't allow, he can break a subpoena order. That's not really how it works, people. That's not really how it works. And there's more and more evidence to suggest that Katie Hobbs, I think it is, the Secretary of State, has gotten funding from George Soros as well. So you see how the cabal has their hands in here, and they're doing everything they can to basically get out of there. So let's go ahead and take a look at a couple articles. I'm going to bring this up on screen so you guys can see it real quickly. Here's a breaking story from the Gateway Pundit. Maricopa County did not have admin access to the 2020 election, which means they ceded ownership over to their outside system provider, and that was Dominion. Take a look at this. It was likely impossible to run an election without these. The Maricopa County team claims they do not have admin access to their voting machines. If this is the case, then the county did not own the election process. They ceded it to the external vendor. So right here, system administrators are critical to the reliable reliable and successful operation of an organization and its network operations center and data center. They must have expertise with the system's underlying platform, as well as be familiar with multiple areas, including network backup, data restoration, IT security, database operations, middleware basics, load balancing, and more. And so you take a look right here. These individuals have access to the systems at the highest level, system administrators. These individuals are able to perform all sorts of duties. They are able to perform most of all the functions and changes in the system. They have complete total control and can even delete or alter systems. And so if you look right here, it says very clearly, the fact that the county does not have system administrators, which is critical to any election proceedings, who have administrative access to the Dominion voting machines is a huge concern. This is big. I'm saying huge, huge. By allowing Dominion to have administrative access only Dominion. And does anyone see a problem here? The county has basically turned over the system to the Dominion voting machine people. There's no IT control here because that's all been given over to Dominion. They're basically saying, hey, Dominion, run our elections. We trust you completely, and we're not going to basically have any oversight into this situation. This is completely egregious. And so anyway, I have a video that kind of shows it from a reporter angle that I'm going to go ahead and show right now that just basically says the same thing I just said in a short little like 20-second clip. Let's go ahead and roll it.
To the auditors today, that they do not have the password to look into the administrative function. Examining the machines, they were examining it as a user. And then they reached the point where administrative password, and when they reached back out to the county was forced to acknowledge that they didn't have the password, which means they didn't have it for the election, which means they did not have any control over the machines for the election.
So what do you think of that? Do you think that could be a bit problematic that the people in Maricopa County supposedly overseeing the elections didn't have any kind of control, didn't have any kind of oversight at all, and they basically handed over to a third party the entire election? That's a problem, people. That's a huge, huge story. And so don't let them get away with it. Don't let them pull little slick moves here. Know that there's been a subpoena where they have to turn over the routers, and they're refusing to do so because they don't want to get caught. That's basically what it is. So they're so desperate, they're using their little Soros-anointed sheriff who's basically claiming, oh, no, I have sensitive information on that router, too, that has to do with police business. You're not allowed to look at it. Not legal, not allowed, bull. If you know what I mean, that's total bull. So let's go ahead and take a look at one more article that I think you'll find of value. This is also from the Gateway Pundit, but it just does a great job of hitting the nuts and bolts of it. This is titled, you know, Maricopa County Elections Witnesses Testify. So not only is this being proven, but there's been a witness that's come forward that's testified that, look, they ran the entire election. The county officials, like I said before, had no access to the admin or passwords. So Jan is her name. I'm trying to get her last name. I think it says later in the article. She has a strong project management background, and so she knows that this whole proceeding in Maricopa County had no project management, you know, due diligence that took place. She could not believe what she witnessed in the 2020 election in Maricopa County. She said back in November that Maricopa County officials did not run the election, that the Dominion employees John and Bruce did. Jan's testimony might explain why Maricopa County officials do not have admin passwords or access to Dominion voting machines. So I'll just scroll a little bit down here. Forgive me for the pop-up there. But it says right here, she testified under oath that county staff, not even IT staff, were allowed access to the voting machines, and that she witnessed Dominion employees with a laptop computer in the counting room. She worked 6 days at Maricopa County as an MBA in project management background technology. And so if you want to read or listen to her actual testimony, you can check out this link. I'll leave it in the description, and you can hear it from herself from the horse's mouth. Jan Bryant, there it is. I knew her name was up here somewhere. Jan Bryant is her name. And, you know, back to my opening, she says, I wanted to tell you that I do have a pretty strong background in project management, technology background. This is not, I would say, everybody raves about how we'll run and how tight this room is that we will be working in. I was in the MCTEC tabulation center, you know, the glass wall and the servers in a glass room. All the computers are on a single cable that you can see. None of that matters because of two things. And here they are. One, the Dominion employees were the only ones that were running any of that equipment. And then I should have a two here somewhere. I don't think she says it. And no county employees, no IT people, no one else was touching any of the software. They, parentheses Dominion, did all the training for the educators, I think I said that right. And they ran all the reports. So this is a huge problem. This is a breaking story. And hopefully this makes a little bit more sense to you guys. I had one more little set of questions I wanted to leave with you guys that we should all be considering while I wrap this on up. So here's a question I have for you in light of this news. Did Dominion, a private vendor allegedly with access to the elections router, like the only ones who had access or administrative control, do they have access to the law enforcement networks with the router? That's a very important question, okay? Because that's what they're claiming is the case, which is why they're not turning over the routers. They're claiming, no, if we were to give the routers over, you know, you'd have sensitive law enforcement information on the router. I call bullcrap to that, but that's a question that I think we need to be asking. That's very important. Also, did George Soros, you know, the devil himself, have access to the elections via his puppet who runs the law enforcement network, the sheriff, okay? Did he have access to it? Wouldn't be surprised. What are the other 49 networks on the router? So that says there are 50 basically departments is what it said, hooked up to the router. I think that's what they mean to say. So what were these other 49 departments that are all, you know, the router had access to? Just some questions to ask. And why do election servers need to be connected to all these different departments? That's just a good question. Was the election modified by other networks sharing the same router? And, you know, I'll just kind of leave it with those questions. So, you know, is there any information on this router that has to do with law enforcement? Do you buy that? Do you really think that's his motivation and why he's scared to turn over the router? I don't think so. I think they know daggum well what happened and what's at stake here. And they're desperate. And they're like, I know, we'll just claim there's some sensitive data with the sheriff department and it was connected to the router. It sounds really suspect. It sounds really, really what y'all know it is to be the case. So anyway, that's all I got to say for this video. What do you guys think about the fact that looks like they outsourced the entire proceedings of the election in Maricopa County? And that, you know, if you don't have username, if you don't have admin control, I mean, think about a Facebook group. Whoever created a Facebook group and has admin controls, they control everything that happens there. You don't just create a Facebook group that you want to, you know, control, and then you just give your admin to somebody else, and then you never do anything. That, what is this? That is not legal. That is not legal. So we have every right to be auditing these cases, and I hope that more and more states continue to audit. I hope that we continue to watch what's going on in Michigan, watch what's going on in Arizona, you know. We've got to let the dominoes fall here, and we got to make some noise about it, and we have to unify about this. If we don't have election integrity, we don't have a nation. It doesn't matter what happens in 2024, because then they can pull the same crap that they did last time, and we're never going to fix it. If your vote doesn't matter, nothing matters. This is absolutely something we cannot afford to let go and still retain a country. So anyway, that's all I got to say for today's video. As always, like, subscribe, share, click the notification bell for more content and analysis. If you feel so led, I have a link to my PayPal, my Cash App. I appreciate you guys so much. We have mega merch available. If you would like a speaker for an event, a church event, political event, or something coming up, you can go to my website, morrisseymodel.com, and click on bookings, and we can negotiate and talk about how you can have some value added to your event. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I'll see you next time. Peace.
It's the Mega Man, and nah, that doesn't stand for hate. Nah. We're just saying it's time for education to be great. And if we keep on doing everything that we've been doing, it will no longer be our freedom that we're pursuing. It's now time to teach our students how to think and reason. If we don't, we'll keep on electing those guilty of treason. So listen up as Mega Man is about to spit the truth. Gotta stop the powers that are coming after the youth.